So the story I'm going to tell is really based on the Margaret Mead quote, right? Never doubt that a small group of people can make a difference, and in fact, it's the only thing that ever has. So in 2009, we all woke up to an article in the paper, and the article talked about a statewide education funding cut. I'm an education advocate, have been for a long time. And it was a $63 million statewide cut. $63 million, $23 million from Baltimore City, $35 million from Prince George's County, and a few million from some other folks. And then the rest of the county, the counties in the state, were going to get budget increases for their kids. And so, right? So the folks here in Baltimore were like, wow, you know, that just seems so incredibly unfair. That, you know, statewide, we understand there's a deficit. We have to all feel the pain together. But it feels like we're, you know, getting a disproportionate amount of the pain. So this is a Friday. I call my friend Bobby, who just happens to be sitting right there. I'm like, Bobby, we're getting, like, this huge cut. It seems so unfair. And then we call our other friend, BB, at the ACLU. And we call our friend Michael Sarbanes at the Baltimore City Public Schools, who calls his other friends. And so that was Friday, and there was like a little bar chart, negative this, negative that, for Baltimore City and Prince George's County. And so by Tuesday, there was a group of folks in the room, 40 organizations in a room together, saying, what are we going to do about this? And I just want to say that by then, City Neighbors had already done something, which is the school that I happen to be part of. And we had done something because another person in this audience, her name's Robin, said we got to do something. And I was like, well, we can only do something if we know people are actually going to take action. I'm not going to just ask people to do things and put it out on an email and hope they're going to do something. And she said, well, you know, well, what can we do to ensure action? So we ended up on Monday holding a phone-a-thon in the morning. We were calling the governor all morning long. All afternoon, anytime a parent showed up at the building, we were like, here's a phone. Here's our cell. We have the governor's phone number. It's just right in there. You just push call. Call him up and tell him you're upset, you're a Baltimore City parent, and you don't want to see your kid's education cut and threatened disproportionately as compared to other kids in the state. Is there another way to solve this problem? So by the time I got to the meeting on Tuesday, you know, they were saying, well, what are you going to do about this? And I was like, I was like, we have done. This is what we have done, and this is what else we're willing to do. And so I just want to say that that's the beginning of the Baltimore Education Coalition, which some of you may have heard of, which is a citywide coalition of 20 nonprofits, community development organizations, public schools, charter schools, religious institutions, and we continue to work together year after year after year, really focused on resources for kids. And it all started because the governor thankfully decided to disproportionately cut Baltimore City Public Schools. And I just want to say we won that money back, and we've prevented over $150 million in cuts since then, and we won $1 billion for school construction for Baltimore City Public Schools. So thank you, Governor, for cutting our money.